right. Well, let's...
What's next?
Let's move into a channel.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. So I want to invite you all to join me for a very brief meditation. In fact, rather than a meditation, let's just call it a pause. A pause from our daily routine to take some time and focus into the core of our being. Focus into the stillness that is always present within us. Our natural state of being is a place of peace, harmony, and balance. And sometimes all it takes is to just close our eyes and attune to the resonance of our core. And now that we are all in this sacred space, joined together, let us receive the beautiful messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I will say that Spirit, God, the creative source, whatever you wish to say, is not in some kind of a closet. And what I mean by that is that that which you call God is everywhere all the time, knowing who you are, what you're doing, how you're feeling, a loving, beautiful, knowing God. Some know this and teach it, others do not, but I wanted you to know the truth. That is how it is. I am on the other side of this veil, having never been human. And I will tell you what the perspective is from here, is that all eyes, if you wish to use the word eyes, all perceptions are on the magnificence of the souls on this beautiful planet. Now, what does that mean to you? It means that there is help there. More than that, there's revelation, there's discovery. Human beings are starting to move into a new kind of energy. And we have said this many times. Now, this particular program, the one that I've told my partner to do, the one you're listening to right now, has something that you do in the program, in the meditation. That something is to move over a bridge that is from the known to the unknown into a multi-dimensional place. And that place, if you wish to call it that, is your soul. And we're going to do that in just a little bit. But this is a chance for me to work with instructions, teaching. Some of this will be confusing, but I'm using these channels as a platform to help you understand what's going on, perhaps, later in this program, when you actually can cross over to something that most of you don't even know you can. Part of the human development, maturity, I would say evolution of where you are going in consciousness starts to now include a multidimensional perspective. This is what's going on the planet. That's why many of these things are happening to you that start to clean up integrity. You're having a higher consciousness awareness. When humanity starts to have this collectively over generations, you can look backwards. And you can see the things that were done or what you're working with now and say, we were like children in consciousness then. We are far more mature now. This is going to happen. It's happened to all of those who have gone through this. So I want to explain just a little bit, because you're so linear. So linear. Things are either this way or that way. There's black, there's white, there's on or it's off. There's very little understanding of anything else but linearity. This is how you think. When you look at organization charts, that's linear. You have the top down, you have the construction, you have the hierarchy, all these things. None of that exists across the veil where I am. It's so interesting how you think. You have a hard time thinking that something could be in two places at once. This is actually funny to us, because that is all we are. On the other side of the veil, my side, that is the reality of it. You have multidimensional things in physics which can be in two places at once, but you never think you could be. And yet this is where it's going. I want to talk about something that is so remarkable and so beautiful that almost none of you understand. Because you think in this linear fashion, let's talk about just one thing, but the thing that perhaps is the most important to these meetings. What is your soul? What is it like? Some will say it is the spiritual vehicle that carries all that you are. This soul of yours, we've told you, is not a place. You can't go there, and yet we do in these programs. We cross a bridge of linearity in this program, and you go to a place because that's all you have. That's the only word you have that says, I go from one section to another. But you don't really go to a place. You go everywhere when you cross that bridge, because that soul of yours is everywhere. Multidimensionality is that way. And you say, I don't believe that. That's just tough for me. We can't do that. It's interesting. You have no problem thinking about God being everywhere, or listening to a billion prayers at once and dealing with multiple healings and all of that. But when it comes to you, you can't. Even though you are a creation of that same God. Your soul, dear ones, is part of the creative source. Therefore, when you start working with your soul, you have to understand it's very big, bigger than any of you ever thought. I want to talk about one of the most confusing things we have ever said about your soul. And we call it soul sharing. And right away, there's objections. And they're big. Your concept of your soul is a precious vehicle of your energy. How could you share it with anyone? Because suddenly it's not your energy anymore. But that is a linear thinking process. You're not understanding how you can remain you and still share with another soul. You don't have that perception. And that's not even correct. Your sacredness is always your sacredness. It doesn't diminish because it's shared. Many things on this planet you can scratch your head about, and one of them we've discussed before, the multidimensional aspect of the DNA of twins. On one side of the earth, a twin will have something happen. On the other side of the earth, the other twin will sense it. Now, here you are with distance not mattering, a little bit of entanglement, if you wish, in DNA, a quantum effect, telling you that your DNA as a human being really does have multidimensionality. But it's strange, is it not? But it starts to show you that your soul is probably capable of a lot more than you think. Question: do twins share one soul? Answer: no. They're completely and total individual consciousness, but they share a DNA. Very similar. And so you get into the proposition that maybe there's more here than you think, or that you understand. soul sharing. Let's talk about a metaphor in 3D, 4D, that you would understand. Let us say your soul is out there. You can picture it any way you wish. Let's say it's a bubble. And let's say that that bubble contains majesty of you, all that is of you, all of the lifetimes you've ever had anywhere, forever. The soul, as we've described to you before, is eternal in both directions. That means it never was created and it never will end. Do you recognize that statement? That's a statement you apply to the creative source, to God, to Spirit, all it is. No beginning, no end. That's your soul as well. So in that soul, you might imagine, there's everything that ever was, but the consciousness of you is always you, no matter what the face is, no matter how long you've been here. That's you. That's the majesty. That's the precious. And there you are, out, say, in this little bubble. So along comes another soul. And that soul says, wow, I'd really love to share this journey with you. And you'd say, come on in. Now there is a bigger bubble. Now, you haven't taken two souls and put them together to make some strange soul of both of you. You're simply two bubbles in a bigger one. Do you see that in a linear fashion? Now you are starting to understand soul sharing. That bigger bubble may appear to be one thing, but it has both of you riding in it, like a car. Along comes others who say, you know, I would like to share this journey. And you say, come on in. Now you've got a bubble with many seats for many bubbles. Soul sharing is like this. Now, why do I say these things? You have to understand that when you cross into that place and through the mist a little later, and I invite you to go into your temple, and suddenly you find others there. Some have asked, how can those others be in my soul? I just told you. Soul sharing is like this, because in that place, if you want to call it that, on the other side of the veil, there is no singularity. All souls are riding in one bubble. All souls are independent, and yet they share. The one that's most profound, are you ready? We have told you before. You have a soul-sharing agreement with your family here on earth. When you leave this place called earth, you think you just go off in someplace else. Perhaps some of you believe in reincarnation and you say, well, I'm getting ready for the next life and all that someday. Well, yes, you are reborn and here you are. Part of you comes back, but part of you stays with your loved ones. Soul sharing. For those of you who've lost your mother, your father, your uncles, your grandmothers, fathers, aunts, they're still here because they have an agreement with your lineage. They will be with you till the end. You have an agreement with your children. You will be with them till their end. It's called soul sharing, and almost none of you are using it. Profound it is, because you have access to the ancients through it. You have access to them through it. You have access to the love of those you've loved and lost in a different way. Let me ask those of you who have recently lost loved ones, don't you feel them? Isn't that part of the sorrow? Not just that they're missing, but at some level, you know they're still there. Don't you wish they could talk to you? They can, in a multidimensional way, through love and compassion and remembrance. It doesn't have to be writing on the wall or a seance. Forget that part. Why not have the maturity and the evolution to start having those kinds of feelings and conversations with those who have shared your soul and love? They're riding in a big bubble with you. Soul sharing. It is so profoundly not being understood or used on this planet that you go into sorrow and grief, some even suffering, because you think you've lost the leadership or the wisdom or that you know you have not. Not really. There is so much more. I will continue talking about it. It's too important not to. I am Kryon, in love with all of you. And so it is.